The initial list of 16 names is dwindling over fears that being viewed as the insider candidate might hurt their chances to win voters in a primary or general election later on this year. Former U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara brought corruption charges that led to the convictions of the two former majority party legislative leaders, as well as Cuomo's former closest aide, before he was fired by President Trump. Bharara, because of the criminal cases against the lawmakers, is not exactly popular among legislators. He summed up his discomfort with the process in his podcast, Stay Tuned with Preet.
And my own experience dealing with the state legislature overall, over the last number of years in my prior job, it does have the look and feel of a backroom deal. And that's not something I want to be a part of right now.
Bharara also said he's not sure he wants to be attorney general anyway, saying running for office involves lots of compromises, but he did not completely rule out a run. Others who've dropped out of the interviews include Hudson Valley Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney. New York City public advocate Tish James said initially that she would seek an interview, but announced on May 11th that she would not participate, though she's not ruling out a run. The acting attorney general, Barbara Underwood, is among those still on the list and is scheduled to be interviewed on Tuesday and Wednesday. She was formerly the state's solicitor general. She was originally appointed in 2007 by Andrew Cuomo when he was the state's attorney general. Underwood is the lone candidate who is not interested in running for the office, and she could serve as a caretaker until the new term for an attorney general begins in January. Governor Cuomo is among those advocating for Underwood to be chosen as an interim placeholder.
She's a top-flight professional, and I think if it turned out that way, that would be just fine because that would be continuity.
But Cuomo also wants to put his stamp on the process. The major political parties hold their conventions in just about a week, and the governor, in an interview on the cable news channel New York One over the weekend, said that he wants to conduct his own interviews of potential Democratic choices.
What cases would you have brought that Eric Schneiderman didn't bring? What cases would you continue that Schneiderman brought?
That drew criticism from Cuomo's likely Republican opponent in the governor's race, Mark Molinaro. Molinaro says it would be a conflict of interest for Cuomo to interview candidates, since the attorney general's office is investigating former Cuomo associate and former SUNY Polytechnic Institute head Elaine Calieros on potential bid rigging and pay-to-play corruption charges. In a statement, Molinaro says any prospective attorney general candidate who respects the office and the separation of powers should, quote, tell the governor where to stick his interview. Susan Lerner, with the government reform group Common Cause, says while she appreciates the assembly's decision to hold public interviews to fill the vacant AG post, no one should be trying to game the selection process. And she agrees that if Cuomo interviews potential AG candidates, it could be seen as a conflict of interest.
When we have corruption scandal after corruption scandal, having elected officials interfere in the process and try and put their thumb on the scale to deny voters a real choice is very objectionable and damaging to our small-D democracy.
Lerner says when Cuomo was running for his first term as governor in 2010, he did not endorse an AG candidate, and the contest was decided in a five-way primary won by Schneiderman. She says the governor should also refrain from endorsing anyone this year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.